When you have a short meditation like this, you want to make the most out of it. So make up your mind, you're going to think about one thing and one thing only. That's the breath. And get interested in the breath. That's one way of maintaining your determination. Makes it easier to stick with it. You can put up with difficulties because the breath feels good. There's nourishing coming in, nourishing going out. Free pleasure right here. We go through life thinking about all the things that make life difficult, and it just weighs the mind down. You have to think about the things that lift it up. And one of those is the fact that you can find a sense of well-being here with your inner resources. You don't have to take anything away from anyone else. You can develop goodness from within. This is what the Buddha's teachings are all about, the independent goodness that we can create. Think about the Buddha. No one told him he had to be Buddha. No one hired him to be Buddha. That was something he did of his own free will. He developed the perfections. You can develop perfections too. And where do they come from? They come from within the mind. That first impulse that you want to do something skillful, you try to maintain that impulse. The Buddha says even just the impulse is meritorious, and then when you maintain it, it's even more so. So stick with the good intentions you have. And if you don't feel you have enough good intentions, well, create some more. You can create them out of nothing. It's totally free. So when you look back in your life, you can see all the goodness that you created out of your mind. That lifts your spirits. It's been a life well spent, and you're going to continue to spend it well. This is how you develop the perfections. You make up your mind that this is what you're here for. Because if we're just here for pleasures, well, they come and they go. And when they go, what do they leave behind? You want to make sure they leave good things behind. Because some pleasures, you indulge in them, you create a lot of bad karma. Others, you make the mind intoxicated with the pleasure, neither of which is good. What you want is a pleasure that's clear, a well-being that's clear and harmless. And you can create that from within. So you have the inner resources here. Try to develop them. That way you think about the life you have here, that you were born for the sake of the perfections. And here you are, you're creating them. That lifts the heart. So it's easier to create more. Because the body develops for a while and then begins to fall apart. But the goodness of the mind doesn't have to fall apart. You can keep on creating goodness, 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 all the way to the very end, through the very end, on into the next life. That's a sign of a life well spent, a life you can be proud of. So do the kinds of things you can be proud of, because they will lift your spirits now and on into the future. That's how the Buddha made the most out of his life, and we take him as our example. We may not become Buddhas ourselves, but we can create a lot of goodness from within the potentials we have in our minds, the potentials we have in our hearts. And then we can feed off that goodness to create even more goodness. And John Fung's phrase in Thai was "Ao Bun Da Bun," which really means take the merit you have and then you invest in it again to make even more. That way it keeps on growing.